Fancast.
Fancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Tancast! It's the Tancast! 1 year anniversary special! You know what? Never cut the music. Cut it! Listen, guys, before we get into what is a really good episode with a really great guest star, I have to tell you, there were some audio problems. One person in particular sounds like he was recording from inside his own asshole. But I tweaked it the best I could. 3/4 of the audio sounds really good. It's just that 1/4 that, would it be Tancast if shit didn't go wrong? No! All right. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
My point is, if Superman wants to have sex with you, there is nothing you can do to stop him.
Not necessarily.
This Tancast has gone a weird way.
I have not mastered the art of douchebaggery.
I'm fucking in here!
Like something is wrong with reality.
So you all are a little bit dumber for listening to this?
Congratulations on losing some IQ.
The next several hours were just a horror show of vomit and diarrhea.
It feels like my ring finger is being lightly strangled.
So, this is Tancast. Hey, everybody, it's Tancast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody. Welcome to Tancast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a very special Tancast. Welcome to Tancast.
Goodbye from Tancast.
Shortest show ever.
Vantcast?
Vancast.
Vant, V-A-N-T.
But Vancast rhymes with Tancast.
But there's... What about Tim?
Fuck Tim. No one likes him.
Exactly. Fuck Tim.
Haven't you seen the comments on his YouTube videos? He can go to fucking hell.
At least you don't give people diarrhea. When they hear your voice.
I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I'm Black.
I'm the Ninja!
And our special guest this week for our 1 year anniversary.
I'm Van. I'm the Van in Tim. I mean, wait, no, the Van in Tancast. Did I say too much?
My wife's in the other room. She doesn't need to know these things. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Steffi still hates when I say that.
Really?
Yeah, because I wore it to the ground.
Oh, like Andy with great googly moogly.
No, that was Joe that ran that one into the ground. I fucking
no, but
that.
You hated it. You
oh,
hated
yes.
it. You were so done with that.
I had a good hate on, but it was everything. Like, things that were not at all surprising. Joe would say, great googly-moogly. Dude, you won't ever brush your teeth. There's nothing abnormal about that.
For the uninitiated, that is a Snickers commercial where the guy was painting a football field. He's painting, like, the whole commercial he's painting. And then this football player walks up next to him and goes, who are the Kansas City Chiefs? And they cut back, and you can see that he's spelled Chiefs wrong. And he goes, great googly-moogly. And then something like, you gonna be there a while? Have a Snickers. And then the very last part of the commercial, another guy comes up and goes, did you know it's spelled? And the guy goes, ah!
That sounds like a Tim noise.
Ah!
Why couldn't Joe get down on that? Ah! That would have been
funny. Well, maybe not after the millionth time. Van, I don't know if you've listened to the podcast, but we have no format. We have no schedule. We just.
Oh, wait!
What?
There is the first thing we do every show. Tan laughs!
Everybody's got a laughing place, a laughing place to go, go, go. Come on in, give us all a grin, and you'll find yours, I know.
Tan laughs! This is where we tell a joke sent to us by a listener or just thought up off the top of our head. Can be a dirty joke, could be a clean joke, could be a story joke, doesn't matter. Can be Tim explaining it long enough to open up his email and grab a joke that a listener sent.
If it's a story joke, you gotta use different voices for the different characters.
Only if you're Noah and you can master that shit.
I wouldn't call it mastering.
Oh, I got another joke from Joe in the UK.
So did I.
So did I.
Van, did Joe not send you one?
He did. I'm looking. I'm hitting refresh. What? Joe, no love? What's the deal, man?
Is he not on fucktards at tancast.com?
I don't think so.
Andy, you got to add him in.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to see the random emails we get.
At least they're few and far between, so.
Well, this is true. It's not like our inbox is flooded with a plethora of sponsorships and... Yeah. Anyways.
Plethora.
Plethora.
Oh, you took Todd's joke last week, Noah. Todd had sent us a joke for the one where we actually had people read their jokes, but he didn't read it. He just sent it to us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to credit him anyways.
Yeah. Way to go, asshat.
So, hey, Todd, thanks for the joke last week. Good job.
A retroactive shout out to Todd. He's probably like, I sent that joke.
What? That was mine. They stole it. They're like,
goddamn niggers always stealing shit. All right. Well,
Joe, I assume Joe sent us all different ones.
I see, is yours kind of long?
Well, yeah, but she also like said hi Noah, so I don't think she said that to you.
Nope. Oddly enough, she said hi Van. I guess I was supposed to forward this.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I'll start.
All right.
What's the best thing about blowjob?
I don't know what.
10 minutes of silence. Jeez. And that was sent in by Joe, by the way. Joe from the UK. I'll do one to your mama joke. 40 blunts. Your mama's so hairy, Bigfoot saw her and said, damn!
The joke's not all that, but no, it's delivery.
Some people sell the sizzle, some people sell the steak. Noah sells the sizzle. Well, I actually got a... we all did. A selection of jokes from Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so I figured I would read one of those. Where does Christian Bale keep his goldfish? In the bathtub.
You know what? I didn't realize it, but I'm either drunk or high because I didn't get that. That was just what the.
it's bathtub without an H.
Yeah, but I mean, but funny because okay,
it's bat because it's Christian Bale who played Batman.
Right.
That's it.
Still okay. You know what? I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling that joke. What else is she got?
I'll tell you what, being drunk or high actually would help you get through this.
No, I came prepared. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Hey, Metcalf listeners, I think you're going to be surprised by our format.
Yeah.
If you aren't already, give us another 60 minutes.
When I had Tim on my show, we talked about, you know, Tancast, and we redirected people to it, and we kept saying over and over again, do not go listen to that show if you're offended by anything, because it's not Metcalf, it's not the same deal. And, you know,
and yet,
everybody went, they listened to it. Oh, my gosh, I'm shocked. I can't believe that. You know, we told you.
Well, a couple times we've said on this show, like, I can't believe that demographic exists of people who enjoy both Netcot and this.
It's three people, and you and I are two of them, so.
One other hardcore motherfucker.
That's right.
Like, I want wholesome and awful.
Well, there was another person who listens, who takes part in another Disney podcast who recently we ended up chatting, and she asked to listen to the show, and she's like a church volunteer, and I was like, you don't want to listen to this show, trust me. And she's like, oh, I'm 33 minutes into the last episode, and I'm liking it. And I'm like, 33 minutes into the last episode, we'd already talked about having sex with corpses, drilling holes in the corpses so that multiple people could have sex with the same corpse at the same time. And I'm like, really? That was 12 minutes in. I was like, oh, there's no way. She's gone. And she's like, no, I think I might subscribe. I'm like, oh my, what have I done?
We may be the only podcast on the face of the planet that actively dissuades people from listening to it.
That's what I said. I think our listenership is so low because whenever I tell somebody about the podcast, I warn them not to listen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling...
you should check out Netcot. That's a good podcast.
That's good, wholesome.
You can listen to that right at work. Turn it up. Doesn't matter.
I was telling a friend of mine that I was going to be on this show, and he's like, Tancast, never heard of it. And I said, it's really good. He's like, he goes, okay, five words or less, explain what it is. I said, I tell you what, I'll do it in three words, two if you let me hyphenate. He's like, all right. I said, verbal self-gratification.
Andy, that has to be one of the taglines on our website.
Hang on, I'm making a note.
Verbal self-gratification.
Well, I need to go back and listen to last week's, because there was something else that we decided needed to be a tag.
Oh, tank cost causes
may cause anal leakage.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now you tell me.
Because apparently...
It explains a lot, but now you tell me. Yeah.
That's funny, because that was one of the Netcot crossovers that said, Andy's voice gives me diarrhea.
That's okay, it gives me diarrhea, too.
He must be hitting the brown note.
Your pants.
Are you trying to sound like you're from New Orleans?
No, it was a bad reference to the South Park episode where
Rod Stewart.
Yeah, but you did not sound like the voice in the South Park episode.
Yeah,
you had some weird accent going on.
Boom, hang on, switch the
grills. Yeah, it's Cajun.
I guarantee.
Because we're huge in New Orleans.
Apparently. There's three people in New Orleans cooking refresh.
Or one.
Andy hacked the system, set up a botnet.
Why New Orleans, though?
I don't know. It's Andy. Ask him.
Post Katrina, I figured I could get away with it.
Oh, Jesus God.
I'm just saying, they got more important shit to do with them. My tiny little botnet that refreshes the page.
You can just hear Netcot listeners yelling, Van, get out of there!
Bail now!
No good
bail
can
now!
Come up this. You still have plausible deniability!
Abort! Abort! Pull up!
Pull up, Maverick!
You know what? I learned a long time ago not to ever make fun of anybody from Louisiana, because of all the states that I've made fun of, all the countries that I've made fun of, Louisiana is consistently the one where you're going to hear about it.
Huh.
It's the weirdest thing. I mean, I'll make like these little – and my family lived in Louisiana for a period of time, so I felt like that gave me street cred. I could do it. And I would say stuff that really wasn't that offensive, and oh my gosh, the email would light up. Like, really? That's what you have a problem with? Not the dude from Tancast? Come on.
That's funny, because we say offensive things all the time. Our emails don't light up about it. The only thing is once we call, I didn't really, but I was misinterpreted as saying Giada had a butterface. And that got a complaint. I was like, of all the things we've said? And I didn't even say that she had a butterface.
Nobody complained about Superman?
You know, I don't think we have enough listeners to get complaints.
Yeah, those people who might complain listen to about 30 seconds ago.
Well, then they're hypocrites because they're already swearing.
Well, in their head, the beat goes on.
Forget this, Muffy.
That's right, Brad.
So, which baby was that in the background?
That's my baby.
Of course. Van, can you tell Andy how to be a real parent?
I don't care. I left him upstairs where he belongs.
Still show up on time for your podcast.
Well, I bet Van probably like pulls down some money or something from his podcast. And so his wife is like, oh, okay, you're bringing income in.
Whereas Andy's wife is just like, you're hemorrhaging money and time.
You know what? In all seriousness, it wasn't until this last trip to Disneyland, like a week ago, that my wife finally admitted, oh my gosh, you're doing something that people actually listen to. And it was the craziest thing. I've been to theme parks, you know, since I've done the show and whatnot. And every once in a while, you know, somebody would come up and say hi or whatnot. But something about last week in Disneyland, everybody was there. Everybody was coming out of the woodwork. I mean, I literally got stopped by two girls as I'm trying to go into the men's room. And they're saying, oh, Van, blah.
Yeah.
And my wife is finally like, okay, this is legit. I will now allow it to be a legit thing. Yeah.
Nice.
As we've said before, you're not just famous. Internet famous.
Man, no girls stop me. Oh, I'm going to the bathroom. Well, and when I'm going to the women's bathroom, like, hey! Wrong one.
Why'd you stop?
There might be a picture of me with two girls that I'm going to assume were both 18 outside the men's room with the men's room clearly in the background at Disneyland. I'm like, you know, I should really check the background before I let people take pictures of me.
It's going to end up in, like, the star. It's going to be right next to John and Kate plus 8.
Exactly. And I got this huge smile on my face. I got an arm around each of them, like, hey, yeah, what's going on? Check this out.
Look what they got at Disneyland. Threw a ball in a cup.
I won one of the Midway Mania carnival games. They're there. Don't worry about it, Eddie.
I believe you.
Okay.
I'm about to call you out on Disneyland shit. Does Danny still have to do a 10 left?
Danny does.
Well, get the fuck on with it.
All right. Mine also came from Joe, and I've got a whole series of them. Fuck you both, I'm going to do it all.
Oh, Christ.
It'll be five times not as funny.
How do you spoil...
Oh,
so soon.
Oh, it's gold.
It's brass at best. How do you spoil a baby?
I don't know how.
Leave it out in the sun. How do you make a dead baby float?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, I know this one too.
Go two ahead. Scoops of ice cream, one scoop of dead baby.
Wait, what about the liquid?
The baby is the liquid.
Well, if it's been dead long enough, I need some root beer or something.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I can't believe you guys don't get emails from people.
I think I started the show with a dead baby joke a year ago.
I think if you make it this far, like, you're like, all right, I understand what these guys are about.
Dude, these are listener submissions. Remember that.
that's just true as well. And okay, it's not so, like we're pretending to be like a wholesome podcast, and then we bust in some bad shit. It's like we're bad from the beginning.
It's not like open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, book 3. Fuck your mama. What?
This fuck your mama.
Oh. I was trying to read some scripture, and this came.
So what's worse than finding 7 dead babies in the trash can?
I don't know.
Finding 1 dead baby in 7 trash cans. And, as Joe says, one just to be a little different. How do you turn a dishwasher into a snowplow?
I don't know. How?
And wear a shovel. Thanks, Joe. I've now re-laughed at the jokes that I laughed at when you sent them to me.
Joe rules.
I think I've also died on the blue inside. Let me check. Yep. It's as black as it ever was.
Why has it got to be black?
Yeah. Why can't it be white? Magenta?
If it was white, it'd have a lot more money and political influence.
Fair enough.
Shit, there was... Oh, nothing. Never mind. I was going to say about the Distorted View, which is a podcast I listen to, which is way more offensive than this one.
oh, yes.
And it's funny, he'll talk about things he randomly gets complained... Because he'll talk about all sorts... Like, he plays, like, audio from porn of, like, you know... people gagging on cocks and, you know, squirting things out of themselves, and it's all very disgusting. And then, you know, just makes fun of everything from retarded people to women, minorities, whatever, doesn't matter. And apparently, what he gets email complaints about? Animal cruelty. When he'll make a joke about kittens dying, like, people are like, that's not funny! And they're like, he's like, really? You laughed at the black jokes and the retard jokes, but all of a sudden I've crossed some line, you're an idiot.
It's like midgets, all right. Midget kittens, too sad.
Midget kittens, too sad.
Dang, that was my tan laugh. I had a joke about midget kittens.
Dude, if you can come up with a midget kitten joke.
Hello, Google. Give me something.
I don't know if Google's that good. Did you send Van one, Tim?
I did.
I got one.
I sent it to him privately so we wouldn't all see the joke.
I'm going to go with wholesome and lame.
Yay!
Just because I feel like we need some of that to kind of counteract the whole baby theme that we had there for a second.
Well, we've already got plenty of lame, so. All
right. Well, add one more to the pile. Why did the chicken cross the road at Disneyland?
Why?
To get to the other ride.
Oh!
I know.
That was also from Melissa.
That was wholesome and lame. Thank you, Melissa.
She would be our Mormon listener, wouldn't she?
That is correct.
Or a Mormon listener. I don't know if we have one.
The one that can stand us.
Maybe there's more of them out there.
Everybody wave bye to my wife.
Where's she off to? Running?
No, she came back from running. Now she's antiquing. What are you guys doing?
Oh, my wife wants you to smack your wife on the ass for her.
She's waving me off and not answering.
Hey, whatever.
She's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. That's what I'm doing.
I told her.
I heard her say from the window, that's right.
So she already out of that ass smack range.
Don't worry, I handled that.
I took care of it.
But did you tell her that it was from my wife?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'll text her. By the way, that ass smack was from Caitlin.
Yeah.
And that's the patented awkward silence.
Yeah, I liked most of those out.
Yeah, true. It's gonna be nothing when we hear the episode. For those of you listening, though, we actually sat here in silence for 5 whole minutes.
Yep. One of us cleared our throat at one point. The others weren't brave enough to chime in after that.
So how was everyone's week? Anything exciting going on?
I want to say something exciting happened, but fuck if I can remember what it was.
I'll tell you what it was.
What was it?
We hung out in Disneyland.
I hung out with Van in Disneyland.
Nope, that wasn't it.
Good job, Tim. Did you guys hold hands?
You know what?
Was there like a slow motion montage of music in the background?
The first time we got together in Disneyland? Yes.
Did anyone know who the fuck Tim was?
We took a boat cruise that was absolutely lovely.
I forgot about it, because technically that was Friday, so technically we've recorded since then.
There you go.
But yes, I got to meet the net tot.
Yeah.
Oh, tot.
Yes.
Gotcha. There's only one?
Only one at the moment. But I know.
What are you doing recording a podcast? Get to work.
You can't see what he's doing.
I'm all true. About multitasking.
I think it's very refreshing that, because it seems like, you know, Van's podcast has a whole theme. It's so refreshing to hear his wife is like, oh, okay, this is actually a legit thing, because our wife, man, my wife is like, really? You're going to record a podcast? Like, you're not going to be able to, like, she thinks when you have a kid, all of a sudden, like, all of her time is going to be gone. I will not be able to do anything fun. That's how she makes it seem. You can't record podcasts when you have a kid. I'm like, why not? Well, Annie's had a kid, and also my other friend just recently had a kid, and they said there's a lot of just sitting around. Yep. Like, it's like, you don't do a lot, you just have to make sure you do it at home.
A lot of renting with movies.
Yes. That's one thing I will miss. But if I get home theater set up, then it'll be all good.
It's important to get these parental details nailed down.
That's right. College fun? Smallage fun. I need a big screen projector.
So, Van, anything that had changed in Disneyland since your last trip?
Not that I can think of offhand. I mean, other than, obviously, California Adventure, they're ripping that place apart and rebuilding it, and that's kind of interesting to see.
That always freaks me out, but it was like they spent all that time and money building it, and they're like, fuck it, we did it wrong.
Well, anyway. Why do they think they have it right now? I guess that was the other thing that, you know, was kind of in my mind. It's like you're spending $1 billion to redo this place that you thought you had right, you know, just a few years ago when you opened it up. It never clears, you know, the top 10 theme park lists like all the other ones that they have worldwide do. So, I mean, they clearly got that one wrong, and I hope they put a lot of thought into what they're doing now, because it could be another $1 billion screw-up, you know?
Is it is California Adventure profitable? Like, did it make money, or was it losing money?
I think it's an attendance thing. You know,
it's making money, but it's not making as much money as the suits would like it to make.
Right.
Because well, it's just interesting that they're going to spend $1 billion and then they, like, lay people off. And it's like, well, if it's making money and you can keep people working, isn't that good?
Well, they approved the $1 billion redo, and then the economy hit the shitter, and then they laid people off. Although I don't see why, because there are fucking tons of people in Disneyland all the time. On-season, off-season, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Every time I go. Like I said, I went on Monday for my birthday, and I was like, "What? Why is the entire cast of fucking High School Musical here? Including extras."
That reminds me of our trip to Disneyland, Tim. When we were there with the fucking original cast of High School Musical.
Me and Andy went in high school, and for those of you who weren't able to piece that together.
With a choir.
Yeah, with a choir.
Who insisted on singing in the long-ass lines. Well, Tim and I stood in the back with people.
And I believe, didn't both of you have long hair back then?
Andy had cut his by then, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I still had the mullet, baby.
The nice.
Samson locks.
Black man with a mullet.
Ain't nothing finer.
Who could believe I didn't lose my virginity till I was 24?
I sure don't. So is California Adventure open right now while they're doing this process, or is it closed?
Oh, it's still open.
It's all open.
Okay, they're just doing like in sections, or?
Yeah, they seem to be working their way through it. The biggest area that's kind of shut down now is they've got this kind of a lake area by the pier back there. They've got a bunch of walls and stuff up, and that's under construction. But, I mean, there's really not anything that's, you know, in your way, or, you know, it's not one of those things where you're going to get there and go, oh, man, you know, 10 things are closed. I mean, they're keeping it pretty well open during the whole thing.
Are you taking the lave out? Yes, they're taking the lave out.
I think they're leaving
it
in.
What's a lave? How did it even get in here? Let's take it out.
They're leaving it in. They're changing it so there can be a water show, I guess, on it or something. I don't know. Tim, you probably know more about it.
What? Did Van just defer to my Disney knowledge? Note the date and time.
Duly noted.
But yeah, there it's like going to be like a somewhere between Fantasmic and a Bellagio show, and the show in front of the Bellagio in the water. It's going to be called Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color. That's all I got.
Do you know what
glad
else
it didn't go
in?
With Disney's Wonderful World of Water Sports.
Not to know, that's a
piece
on somebody's face.
Come on, Minnie! Close your eyes! It'll sting!
Cardinal, bitch!
Oh, no!
I bricked in your mouth!
You said I bricked in your mouth?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is not technically a water sport, but I mean, once you start going to the bathroom, all bets are off.
You know what email you guys are going to get this week? A little letter from Disney.
What?
We're not afraid to bring it. We ain't got no money.
You can't squeeze blood from a stone.
We can have all of our advertising revenue.
I have already failed. You cannot bring me down any lower.
Jokes on you, Disney.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, they are going to close the entrance at some point to redo the entrance to make it more 1930s.
So anyone who's there is just stuck inside.
It's a brilliant way to get people to spend more on concessions. They
oh,
have to buy them.
$3 churro.
I'd go for a churro.
You know, speaking of which, Disneyland has so many more churro stands than Disney World. Disney World, they've got one. Disneyland, every time you turn around, there's one. What,
really?
What the hell? Yeah, what the hell? What's the
deal
wrong
with that? What's wrong with Disney World? That's my question.
Well, what's wrong with you guys?
I need a churro every 12 feet. That's what's up with us.
Clearly.
As soon as I'm done with one, I'm like, you know what I'm going to go for? A churro. Thank God! Another stand. One, please.
I need something with cinnamon sugar, and it's got to be fried. A churro. Perfect.
You could just stock up.
I did that once. Back when I lived in the Bay Area, I bought a bunch of them and then drove back up and was eating them in the car.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, they are a little bad. Like, somewhere around Fresno, they gotta be a little, like, And they don't microwave well, either, in case you were curious.
I was wondering.
Well, maybe after 6 hours in the car, they don't microwave well. Maybe if you preserve them in some better fashion.
Knowing the usual state of your car, how long do they last inside your car?
They didn't stay in the car.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You sure you didn't find one later on?
Are you sure? Because that orange juice sure as shit did.
What are you going to do? It's orange juice.
In case you don't know, Tim is a messy person. which is funny, though, because now he has, you know, he's married, and his wife is pretty clean, so his mess is kind of at locations, like that, like on top of his dresser, there's a mess. But all around it, clean.
It's called compromise. It's what marriage is all about.
I keep my mess over here, and the cockroaches and bugs, they won't leave this area.
There's no cockroaches and bugs. Well, unless you count the termites, but those are not my fault.
You still have termites?
Probably.
They never came to do anything about it?
They came, looked at it, and then nothing's ever happened since then. They're like, okay, well, we'll send somebody, and then no one ever was ever sent.
Way to follow up, man.
Yeah. I like to hold their feet to the fire.
Tim, he does not let stuff drop. He will just keep writing.
Well, we had that back at our old shitty apartment in downtown.
But you know what? That was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah, well, but then we got a pet Noah. That was what forced us to go live in the townhouse instead of moving to Hawaii, like we've been talking about at that time.
Yes, we had talked about moving to Hawaii because I had gotten a trip there for free, and we went, and we're like, this is awesome. And then Andy found out on the internet we could have an apartment in Hawaii on the beach for less than what we were paying for our shitty apartment in downtown San Jose with no screens on the windows and termites and cats that just walk in.
Really? Like, isn't, like, Hawaii, like, crazy expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the cost of living there would have been much more.
But the apartment would have been less.
But yeah, the actual rent per month at the apartment would have been less.
Okay. I'm not the one that stopped you from that, is it? Did I?
Yep, no, it was Noah.
No, I did not.
No, really it was.
We should have taken Noah with us to Hawaii. Would you have come with us to Hawaii, Noah?
I was single and shit. What the fuck? I was working at a movie theater, so like, I was like, damn, I gotta hold on to this job. It's so good. Actually, no, I think I was at Blockbuster at that time, or... Nope, you know, actually I was at... Sorry.
I don't know, three guys with termites moving to Hawaii sounds like a sitcom. Maybe you're onto something.
It's like Joe's apartment.
Termites? What? Wah. Oh, you termites. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It could have been like a Fraggle Rock type of thing. We zoom into the wall and we see the little world that the termites have set up for themselves. And then we have a song.
We're wrecking your home.
Eat the wood today. Termites eat it all the way. That's all I got.
This termite is gay.
Sucking on his cock.
What? What'd you say?
I said sucking on his cock because that rhymes with down at Fraggle Rock and comes after that termite is gay, so it worked out.
Nice.
Anyway, what were you saying about getting married, Noah?
Oh, I said we got two gay termites and then get married. That was all.
Yep.
Gay marriage isn't legal in Hawaii, is it?
I believe it is.
What?
Oh. Way to go, Hawaii.
Come on, Google, save us.
Well, when they list the five states, I never really remember Hawaii being one of them. Maine, Massachusetts, Iowa, Connecticut? No. Vermont. And Louisiana, odd enough.
No, oh, there's a letter.
Nah, people in Louisiana can't write.
You need to go. Now you'll get a letter.
I is a good writer, and you can shut up.
A poorly spelled, bad sentence construction letter. That's what you have in your future.
It's got drool on it. How did you get drool on an email?
I went to a WWE wrestling event in Louisiana. Absolutely true story. And I had a sign that said Fort Louisiana spelled wrong, like L-E-W, you know, something. 49th. In education, E-D-J-U-C-K-H-U-N. And I am not kidding. This guy who looked like, you know, your stereotypical backwoods bayou kind of thing, walks by, looks at it, reads through it, he looks a little puzzled for a second, and then shrugs his shoulders like, yeah, okay, so that's about right, you know, and walks on.
Proving, yeah, that's about right.
Yep, that's about right.
Oh, that's awesome.
It wasn't a social message. It was just spelled so that they could understand it. That's all.
Although, sadly, I believe California is 49th in education.
Is it really?
We're pretty bad.
Wow.
California does have the added problem of lots of foreign immigrants that, you know, don't speak the language.
Are you saying foreign people aren't as smart? Because now you're going to get letters you can't even understand. Bing dong, ding dong, gong, gee, da ga, go ga, Andy, motherfucker.
We're not.
We stay somos bien. Mantengas un majos brajos. Pies y piernas dentro de vehículo. That's right. The only Spanish I know is stuff I learned on a monorail.
My friend Stephanie, every time she goes to Disneyland, wants to go on the monorail, and it is yet to happen for her.
Really?
I don't know how she manages not to do it. Sorry, I should say our friend Stephanie. But
why would you really want to go on it?
Just because she hasn't in so long.
Fair enough.
In fact, one time we were in line for it, and then like it was like the monorail was there, and they had just loaded people, and we were like going to be on the next group to go, and so the monorail's sitting there for a while, and then finally they shut the doors. We're like, all right, here goes, and then it's still sitting there for a while, and they're like, oh shit, must be wrong, and we're waiting, and then finally it starts going, and then. At this point, it's like the very last car has just barely left the loading dock. We're on the Disneyland Hotel side, and then it just stops. Like we're still looking at it, and it just stopped. I'm like, oh, sucks for them. Now they can't even get off. And me and Stephanie were like, I guess we're walking. Yeah, I think we're walking. Because, I mean, that had to be about 20 minutes of us waiting there until finally it broke down there. I was like, oh, hell with it. I think we could have walked there and back at this point.
We got kicked off the monorail this last time. My son loves it, and so we got on one afternoon. We're just riding around and around. My wife says, well, how long can we stay on here? I'm like, they'll be cool with it, whatever. 2 times later, back in Tomorrowland, finally a guy comes in, and he's like, look, we pre-count 15 people per car. Can you just get off and Yui and come back in? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm getting kicked off the monorail at Disneyland?
Wow.
So I got off, went in the car ahead of it, and just sat down. I was like, screw that.
So wait, you were fucking up his numbers?
Yeah. Because he counts 15 people, and three of us were already on there. And he's like, oh, now what the hell do I do? You know?
Why don't you just add three?
12. Now 12. That's how that works, Disneyland guy. I guess when you cut the budget, you don't get the cream of the crop Disney employees.
I can't do subtraction, only addition.
Maybe he was from Louisiana. Oh, this sucks. I'm really digging a hole with Louisiana for no good reason. Like, I don't even have any good Louisiana hate. Andy, you hate things. You hate Louisiana.
I really don't hate Louisiana.
Come on, Andy.
That reminds me, we are recording in 3 time zones at once right now.
Really?
Yep. One of us is Eastern. Mm-hmm. One of us is Central or Mountain?
Central time zone. But Mountain, the... Never mind. That won't
And then 2 of us are Pacific. Yo. I almost thought about driving somewhere to Utah or something just to get into another time zone.
So, when you guys first did this a year ago, did you ever think that a year from that point you'd be talking about what time zones you're all in when you record the year-long anniversary show?
I didn't dare to dream that big.
Look where you've come, baby. Look where you've come.
You know, Tim, if you could have made it in the mountain time, we could have called ourselves Cox Across America.
Cox Across America.
That would be very strange.
I want to say for listeners coming from Netcod, he meant C-A-U-L-K.
We're referring to sealant in two.
If they're That's still right. listening, cock is the least of their worries at this point. they're already scarred for life.
I came on this show thinking it was Home Improvement. I was sadly mistaken when I got here.
Speaking of when you started your podcast, when you started Netcod, did you, like... Were you prepared for it, like, to be, like, as big as it is?
No, you know what? I expected 3 episodes total.
Seriously?
That's all I expected. Yeah. In fact, I didn't even set out to do a Disney podcast. I was going to do a podcast about related to cars. And I said, well, I need to, you know, like, test this out. I need to test the format, you know, and learn all the tech that goes into it. And so I said, well, I'll just kind of throw one out there for Disney stuff because it's another topic I know something about, and started doing it, and people started listening, and the next thing you know, I mean, it's this whole machine that's kind of going on its own.
Have you ever thought of doing a car podcast as well, or does Netcot take up enough of your time and you're like, F it?
Yeah, the latter. I definitely would like to. I've actually talked to a few people about doing it. It's a time thing right now for why I don't do it, and it's also there's... I have an idea for how I would want to do it, and there's some serious logistical challenges being in a state that snows 6 months out of the year.
Mm.
So,
would you like just talk about like just about cars that are coming out, and or would it be like more like how to fix a car, or just about just cars in general? Like, you know, hey, I like this car; it was made in 1956. I don't know a lot about cars.
yeah.
Well, I know the show you're describing right now, I would listen to that, because that sounds riveting.
I'm going to get started on it as soon as we end this one.
Roomcast.
Well, I have a car. It goes. It has 4 wheels. Sometimes it makes noises. I don't know why.
As a you know crack what? In the windshield.
You yes, and me, dude. Does. Let's do the show. Let's do it. I think we're on to something.
It's funny. They actually they have a podcast called How Stuff Works, and they have a car one, and one guy... You know, kind of pretends like he knows a lot about cars, and the guy doesn't really know anything at all. That would probably be our show. What's this little stick in the middle do?
That's called the gear shift, Noah.
Oh, amazing!
Eight gears do.
They change the ratio at which power is transferred. Oh, what's a ratio?
Well, what's now power? Andy, come on.
Come on, and what?
That's all. Come on. No.
So would it be more like car news? Like, well, right now the news would be, yep, another American car company is going under.
Yeah. Yeah, not much to cover right now, so I don't think the timing's right on it. No, you know what? I'd actually like to do a video podcast thing and do it more like car review type things. But I think there's room out there for that done in a humorous way. You know, there's a couple of car review things out there. There's, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the show Top Gear out in the UK.
Yes.
Great show, and I think something more like that kind of format, but more just on the review thing, obviously shorter podcast kind of format. That's kind of what I've talked about doing. But again, video is a whole other animal. It's not like you can just turn on your mics and go.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's what you guys do. I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of preparation going into this.
Totally what us guys do.
All week I'm prepping for this show.
Yeah. And I've totally got a face for radio. So.
Not only that, you've got a gut and an ass for radio.
You know, now you're just being a bit.
Well, you know what? I was the only one who was ever actually told by a radio listener that I had a face for radio. So,
ouch.
So cute. Yeah, it was when I was working for the radio station in San Jose. I was out, and they're like, "Yeah, so you work for the radio station? Yeah. Well, you certainly got a face for it. Yeah. Well, you've got an ass for kicking. So come here."
When me and Andy met up for breakfast, Tim, there was a better looking you at breakfast.
He was wearing a Superman shirt.
Yes, he was.
Well, great. I'm being recast in my own life.
We asked him if he would be our friend instead of you.
It was like that Smodcast where Scott Mosier got recast by Jennifer Connelly.
I don't
in life.
That one, but...
Oh, he was talking about what if Jennifer Connelly just started showing up. They were talking about remakes.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, what if Jennifer Connelly decided she was going to be you from now on? And like she was going to be my best friend, Scott. And always had to call her Scott Mosier.
Kevin comes up with some funny, like, what-ifs.
Yep. All right.
No. We have a topic, and then we just drop it. Like, I'm done. Moving along.
I was thinking, instead of the Tancast drinking game, after watching that Unbroke special, instead of playing the drinking game, every time we do one of our things, you should just pull out a dollar and set it aside.
That thing was, like, pretty, like, basic stuff. But it's sad, though, because people don't follow it.
Yeah.
It's like, I was talking to someone recently. Maybe I mentioned the last podcast where they said they had just bought a house by themselves and renting out a room. And they're like, I need to rent the room because I've, you know, overextended myself. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, fucking even I have savings. I'm a fucking comedian.
It takes me 10 years to save $100.
As we've said before, Tim is functionally unemployed.
Although you do have a sugar mama.
This is true, but still, I have a savings separate from, like,
and your
her
mom
savings.
Helped you out, too.
Yeah, I have
hey,
I have
people,
a helpful mother.
You can get a savings, too, if you get your mom to pay for stuff.
My mom doesn't pay for tons of stuff.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
Stop it! We're all bit. It's Tancast. It's what we do.
That's true.
We should change it to Tancast.
Can you imagine how boring it would be if we did the? Hey Noah, good to talk to you today. Andy, I hear the kid's doing well. Super.
Andy, you look like you're losing some weight there. Are you're looking good, buddy.
It would be that fucking Delilah show.
Oh.
Oh, I can't stand her. I cannot stand her.
The station I used to work at. I was two, and the one that blared out by my office door was the one that played Delilah at night. So every time I was working late, I was like, kill me! I'd always find the way to turn down off the office speakers if I was there by myself working late. I'm like, Delilah is off. People come in
the next day.
Yep, people are like, what's wrong with the speakers? Who gave messes with the speakers?
No, it must be speaker notes. Delilah, she's so fucking boring, she put the speakers to sleep.
The speakers lost their will to live.
It could be the speaker size.
See, that's the thing. She's trying to be, like, encouraging and positive and all that kind of stuff, and I get the exact opposite out of her show. She's like, okay, you know, we're taking a caller now that, you know, wants a little love in their life. I'm like, oh, shoot me!
I remember when
I hate you!
When I first started working at the station, I didn't know that Delilah was a nationally syndicated show. I thought it was just the person who was on late at night. And so then when me and Andy went to Hawaii, we were walking around, and And Delilah was on out of like a radio station that was playing. Somebody was just blaring the radio, and we could hear. And why would you be blaring Delilah? Is a question in and of itself. Like, turn it up. Is that Celine Dion introed by over schmaltzy DJ? Fucking do it.
Mediocrity at maximum volume.
I'm like, damn. I knew K-Bay signal was stronger than mixes, but I didn't know it was this much stronger than mixes. And then someone goes, no, it's a nationally syndicated show out of Seattle. I'm like, oh, okay. So I need to bomb Seattle, is what you're telling me.
Oh. See, and all those nights that you were waiting around the radio station with the piano wire.
I was like, when does she ever take a break? She never comes out of that studio.
Horrible. You guys are horrible people.
Hey, you know what? I'm keeping track over here, and so far we've only ticked off 4 states. So if you want to keep going, we got more to go here. I got Hawaii, California, Washington, and Louisiana. What about Oregon? What do you guys hate?
You can't pump your own gas.
Yes, that's just what I was going to say. You can't pump your own gas in Oregon. What's up with that, Oregonians?
That's all we got.
Oregon, check. I don't know
Portland. A lot of people moving to Portland. Yeah, a lot of the young folks. Seems to be a hot town.
You're keeping track of what the young folks are doing. Got your ear to the ground, the word on the street, the young kids.
I hear they're wearing tight jeans and have messy hair. That's what's going on with the young folks.
Also, Austin, Texas, which is... never mind. I was going to say someone I know lives there, but I don't know if she'll want me or he'll want me to say where he
nice
or she lives.
Cover. Yeah.
But anyway, it's supposedly an upwardly mobile town, especially for the artistically inclined.
Which none of us are.
Hey, comedy technically counts as art.
I was just listening to Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Liar.
I guess they were recording out in Austin, and we referred to it as Texas Adjacent.
Oh, is that the new one this week?
Yes.
Oh, I love that show.
It's a good show.
Oh my god, we just love something.
Oh, fuck!
Well, quick, follow it with hate.
We can cut that out.
Speaking of love, there's a new website, Tim, based on F My Life, called Gives Me Hope.
Oh.
And basically, it's just like all positive things. Like, someone held the door open for me today. Gives me hope.
I like My Life is Average.
Yes.
That shit cracks me up. Have you heard of any of these sites?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, there's a site called Fuck My Life. It's essentially... it'd be like if Twitter was just about how your life sucks, like shitty things, if it's just people posting shitty things that happen to them. But it's just like, it's not like an interactive thing. It's just, you know, like a 1 or 2 sentence thing, like, oh, I went to the store and I was talking to this hot guy, and then he walked away and I realized that my fly was down and I peed myself. Fuck my life. Or something like that. And but some of them are really A, kind of unbelievable, but B, wonderfully creative and tragic. So it's fmylife.com. It's hilarious. And then someone came up with My Life is Average. So it's like, I was trying to get the ketchup out of the bottle and it wouldn't come out, and then it eventually did. My life is average.
Yeah, the best ones in My Life is Average are the ones that are so creative because they like tell a story and then it ends exactly as you would expect.
Have you guys ever seen that Strong Bad emails?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
He does one about the internet, and somebody writes in and says, you know, hey, I want to set up a website. How do you do a website? Blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, the first thing you have to understand is the internet is this wide open place where absolutely nothing happens, and you got to take advantage of that, man. I think of that every time that, you know, the F My Life site, something like that comes up. It's like, yeah, if somebody's working that, you know, nothing happens. Yeah, put a website up.
Well, now they've got, like, F My Life t-shirts and F My Life bumper stickers. I'm sure they're making some effing money.
Yeah.
They've introduced a new initial meme set to the world. Fuck. Tim tried for a grandiose statement and ended up with fail. That's another site that's fun. Failblog.org. I like this .org. We're just doing this for the love of fail. We're not for profit. We're for fail.
Another good one is awkwardboners.com.
unfortunately, there will be links to all these in the episode.
They have a rating system where they could you can rate it awkward or understandable. So, like, if a hot girl is rubbing on you, that's, like, an understandable boner. But if it's just, like, you looking at it like a goat, that's awkward.
I bet I can name one picture that will be up there. My wife watches Dancing with the People that you might have heard of one time.
There was this guy who got a really awkward boner standing in front of his 17-year-old girl partner.
Awkward.
What? No. She's 17. That's practically ripe.
Ripe for the picking.
A friend of mine has a joke that apparently in Canada the age of consent is 13.
Wow.
So if you want to be a pedophile in Canada, you really have to work at it.
That is horrible.
I lost Van on that one. He's like, you know what? I'm done.
I'm putting all of Canada on my checklist of areas.
Places we've offended.
We've just branched out to North America, guys. Here we go.
We can offend Mexico. Give me a second. Mexicans are lazy. They're too lazy to even recover from swine flu. There we go. Oh, I'm going straight to hell.
Mexico, check.
We should play, do a bingo game. Like, mark off a spot if we offended you.
Oh, so I was going to say.
Religion?
Yes. instead of the drinking game, saving a dollar after every time we, you know, do one of the things that we are known for doing, and then I'll give each episode a monetary value of how much you would have saved listening to this episode. Tancast, helping the economy.
Well, then wouldn't we be helping people?
Yeah.
Why would we want to do that?
That's the last thing they would have predicted.
You could get your .org then.
Sweet. Maybe we get some grant money. Maybe we get some bailout money.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to bail our asses out. They're like, they're too small. They can fail.
In fact, they've been failing. Failing since 2008. Wait, what is our slogan about since 2008, Andy?
Going down in flames since 2008.
There you go.
Copyright Tancast 2008.
We need to start monitoring that so we can start suing people if they start using it.
There's some sort of something called Tancast that has to do with jet engines or something. Aeronautics. That's the word I was looking for.
Really?
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll come after us.
If they haven't already, I don't think they're going to. Wow! Tancast is now the first thing that comes up in a Google search. Our Tancast. Yep. It didn't used to be. Did you work that out?
Yes.
Nice. And about Tim is the second thing that comes up.
What'd you
up.
Do? You just put some metadata in there? What'd you do, Andy?
Yep.
How long does it take for it to refresh? Like, when you do something that kind of move it up in rankings, depending on what people search by, how long does it take before that the crawler comes through and gets new information?
Google crawls us about once every day.
Oh, okay.
Because we're a tiny. If we were a bigger site, we'd get crawled hourly.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
If we were Netcot, but...
Well, they're crawling me right now.
Yeah, just like you like it.
Yeah, if we were Netcot size, Google would be tickling our balls a little.
Giving us the old rusty trombone.
Give you a little reach around. That's how Google rolls. I don't know if you know this, Vad, but I actually used to work at Google back in the day. Many years ago.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I was only a contractor, and it wasn't on anything. Well, I mean, it was kind of on a cool project, which is still going on. It's on the book scanning project that they've been working on for quite a while now, where if you do searches and it's in a book, it'll kind of pop up.
So did you have to leave because they had that whole don't be evil thing?
No.
You're like, ah, screw it. I'm out of here.
Remarkably, they say don't be evil, but if you work there, there's actually a whole website called Why People Leave Google, where people make it out to be all great, but it's not. It's not Euphoria, is that what I want to say? Shangri-La? Utopia. Sure. That's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
They underpay people. In my group, they actually started taking stuff away from us. Like, you know, we had full access to everything. And then eventually, as the group grew, they're just like, oh, you know, you can't go to the main campus anymore. You don't get the free food. You don't get to use the gym. And that's kind of when I was like,
really?
I'm done here. Yeah.
I thought you were asked to leave Google because you suck.
No. That was you. Don't you remember?
No. No one ever asked me to show up at Google.
No, I mean, your last job. They're like, Tim, can you just not show up anymore?
No, that also is not true. I like if we might take a slight diversion and tell the story of when my now wife visited Google and you got her a special name tag.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. So why did she come? I was like, hey,
you offered to have lunch at the Google facilities of lunchness. I don't know.
Yeah, so Tim's wife, she teaches the special kids. And when people come, you have to make them a name tag. So I thought it'd be a good name tag for her. I believe it was Tard Tamer.
That is correct.
Yes. And so, did she not read it or?
No, she read it. And she's just like, whatever.
So yeah, she was wearing that around Google. Like, hi, I'm the Tard Tamer.
The best part is, however, after a while, you just sort of forget what's on your chest.
Oh, yes.
And she went to the bank. Hi, I'm Danelle Tard Tamer. If you could just cash that. All right. now we've offended mentally handicapped people.
It was me.
Yeah, I got that Louisiana.
Oh, zing! You know, things that they're said on Tancast can still be emailed to you at Netcot. Yeah, right. This isn't like
what
Vegas.
Contact information, man. Any complaints can be sent to.
I figure if Netcot people are listening all the way at this point, I'm good to go.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
The Netcot people who we warned about this, who heeded the warning, are probably, they haven't listened.
They were gone in the first 5 minutes. Like, oh, he wasn't kidding about that. All right, next.
Because now I've put my wife doing a warning at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, but...
I noticed that.
I think the content of her warning may go kind of into the background as everyone listens to her boner-inducing sex games. I played it with my wife, and they're all like, wow, Danelle really turned on the sexy for this warning thing.
Or it was the middle of the night, and she was tired.
Oh, so she wasn't trying.
No.
It totally sounds like it. It sounds like you said to her, "Hey, I need a warning and sexy." Go.
Nope. In fact, if you listen to the very end of our 50th episode, you can hear the whole thing where I was just feeding her the lines one by one, and really, it's just in between her mocking me. Like there was no attempts to sexy it up.
Well, accidental win.
Boner inducing sex voice. I'm sure my wife will be completely unhappy to hear that when she gets
home. I wasn't talking about my boner.
It's lies!
It's the rhetorical boner. You know, it's kind of like when you say you don't necessarily mean the person you're talking to.
The rhetorical boner.
What is it the royal boner? Is that what they say?
The royal boner, meaning all of our boners. And awkward pause number two. Actually,
it's
I think
tough to figure out where to go from there.
Where do you go from an awkward boner?
I think ninjas and Superman.
That's... Ninja. Oh, were we not recording for that part?
No,
we were not.
No.
Oh, well. Yeah, I guess not. I guess that I wasn't either.
So, Tim, if you had to choose one person to be raped by, Superman or ninjas?
Well, you gotta go with a ninja. As Come Andy on. Pointed out, Superman might kill you just from the act.
And as I was saying, if a ninja raped you, I don't think you would even know what happened.
What the? What was that?
Looking around. Did I just poop? My butthole opened slightly. No,
then
there was no small Asian penis.
Then there's
penis.
A puff of smoke.
I think I poofed.
Ninjas are funny.
You know, when I get off this recording and my wife says, hey, how'd it go? You know, what'd you guys talk about? I'm not going to have an answer.
We talked about so many things.
We covered a lot of ground. Talked about states. We had an idea for a sitcom at one point.
That's the only headache about doing, or the main headache for me about doing Tancast and posting it is when I have to put a synopsis of the episode. We never talk about one topic long enough for like, this is the episode where we talk about birch trees or whatever. It's always like, we talk about this for 4 seconds, and then this for 4 seconds, and that for 8 seconds. So that's why our episode, like, synopsis are always like 2 paragraphs long. All right. That was Tim whining about nothing. Yeah. That's what that'll be.
We don't care. Where? Tim's life is hard. He's got to edit this shit together.
Yeah, it makes it even harder when one of us has really shitty audio that I have to edit out. Sorry, folks, listening to Tancast. None of them are going to respond to what I just said because I recorded this 24 hours later while I'm still in the thick of editing this episode of Tancast. I just thought it was deliciously awesome that Andy gave me shit about complaining about how hard it is to edit Tancast and then gave me the worst audio ever! Cocksmoker! Anyway, enough of this foolishness. Let's now return to our 1 year anniversary episode with our special celebrity guest, Van.
Hey, did you go over his rider, Van's rider? Did you give him the M&Ms he wanted? Bottled water from Sweden.
Sweden.
I don't know.
They've got the best bottled water in Sweden. Way better than fucking bottled water in Montana.
I will say that was one excellent thing about Google, is like all the free food, and then they would just randomly change shit out. Like one time they gave us this fancy bottled water and like glass cylinders. I was like, I haven't even seen this shit before. It looks expensive.
Is that the one that looks like a shampoo bottle almost?
It might. I've actually seen other people drink it, but it's got it's like a clear bottle, just regular glass. It has like a silver top, and I think it has some silver writing on the side. That's all I got.
All right.
But yeah, all the free food was excellent. I got lots of free gum.
Yeah, you did.
I still have that gum. Doesn't taste so good after years and years.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Apparently, if you keep edible items around long enough, they stop being delicious.
I know, it's a shocking revelation.
I was just watching Bill Maher's Real Time, and there was somebody talking about how they bought a Twinkie for research, and this was years ago, and every so often you give it a squeeze, and it's just as tender as the day he bought it. By the way, Van, I met a Vetcot listener. Yes, it's like a Netcot listener, but said by Chekhov from Star Trek.
Nice.
I was doing a show at a church, which is amazing. Really? That I did not
tell them that.
No, I did not. They're like, you want to sell your they're like, you want to sell your CDs after this? I was like, no, because my CDs are Tancast.
No, that was a show, not an intervention, right?
Right. Yes, correct. It was actually an improv show, and she was one of the improv-teers. I don't know if that's a word, but it is now. Sure. And anyway, she comes up to me afterwards, and she goes, as soon as you start talking, I recognize that voice. You are on Netcot. You know Van. I was like, well, wow. Slow down. we're not like BFFs or anything. I don't want to give the wrong impression.
Can you give me his number?
Is yeah, exactly. It's not like, you know, if you get in with me, you're not automatically in with Van. That's what I'm saying.
I'm a little distraught by this. We're not BFFs. Why am I wearing the necklace? I mean, I thought I meant something to you.
I've got a BFF necklace, but it says the big fat
fuck.
Aww. I like that.
I bought it for myself.
Oh, okay.
I wear both halves.
He needs to wear both halves to get it around his gigantic goiter-filled neck.
Goiter?
Oh, they're saying I've got an iodine deficiency.
That was too far for Andy. He's like, I could take the fat jokes and the late jokes and the wordy jokes, but
I'm getting plenty of iodine.
But you leave my iodine content out of this, you son of a bitch.
I thought I was
fine. Oh, so anyway, hi Malibu Barbie. What? That's her name on the Netcot forums, I believe.
Oh,
okay.
I was like, is that her name?
I was randomly saying hello to Mattel Toys.
I like, yeah, hello.
Hi, G.I. Joe.
Hello, Snake Eyes.
Hi, Storm Shadow.
Whew, that movie looks shit. I cannot be overstated enough how little I have a desire to see that movie.
I'll see it. I think they ruined the best part of that movie was, like, all the original characters in their gay costumes. Like, as Andy pointed out, they kind of look like the village people.
Yep. Better weapons.
But yeah, now they all just look the same.
So, Van, what was the last movie you saw in the theater?
Ooh, he's got kids.
Oh, man.
I know. I want to see if he's doing better than Andy.
You know what? I think it was the last Bond film.
Wow.
That long ago.
And he wins. He's so...
Van
well,
Fail.
Not
Mark
really.
Date and time. Andy won.
Well, not really, because Andy saw Watchmen, so...
Watchmen
yeah, that
good.
Doesn't count.
He wins in concept, but not in execution.
It's killing me, too, because I want to see the new Star Trek one, and I can't find a time to do it. I'm just going to have to go during work. That's what that's where it comes down to.
I should just be like, swine flu, a couple days, out.
Yeah, I used that to get to Disneyland. So.
I was going to say, while you were in Disneyland, while the kid was napping, you should have just had me stick around, and you guys could have gone and see Star Trek.
You don't look like the safe guardian type.
I'm all about baby safety.
He hung out with my nephew. He's still alive.
Oh, at Disneyland, in fact.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I was telling Van about that, because, like, yeah. I was standing in line with Dumbo with, so it's just your nephew? That's a way quicker way of saying it.
Yeah.
I was like, nephew,
right?
My roommate's wife's sister's son. Nephew, yeah, works way quicker. So my old roommate's nephew, and so we're standing in line, and, like, you know, I'm trying to keep him... from doing things you're not supposed to. And meanwhile, other parents are letting their kids do things that they're not supposed to. And so I look like the asshole. Like, listen, dude, you're not even related to me. I can go in the planter if I want to. No, you can't go. That kid's going in the planter. That kid is a huge bag of douche. I don't know what to tell you. He's going to end up in jail someday.
Oh.
So let him have fun now.
He'll end up on yes. smoking guns someday.
Planter fun now and anal rape hurt later. How do you like your booty?
So then there was somebody else had a little girl, and then like the your nephew and the little girl, they were, you know, flirting as best you can at whatever age they are, this is where the joke comes in. So like they stop flirting, they both go back to, you know, he's hiding behind me and she's hiding behind her parents, and the one of them goes, so how old is he? And I was like, no idea. And they sort of looked at me funny. I'm like, oh, it's not mine. And they look at me even stranger. Like, why are you just hanging out at Disneyland with some random little kid?
I stole him from a gas station.
I'm like, do you know how much a white baby gets on the black market? I could retire forever. In this economy, you gotta grab yourself a white baby.
He's blonde hair, blue eyes. He's got strong genes, erudition.
He could play a young Anakin Skywalker. If Lucas ever decides to rape the trilogy even more.
I'm sure he will.
Of course he will.
He's probably looking at it right now, eyeing it. Oh, you're looking good. I want some more of that.
Star Trek had a better opening weekend than Episode 2. Just throwing that out there.
Did it?
Yep.
Crazy.
Suck on it, Attack of the Clones. That's what I said.
Still.
Oh, okay.
You're in my head, it's like... Want to kick somebody in the nuts.
All right.
Kick yourself in the nuts. What you know better at, just sit on your nuts.
Hey, man, I told you, ever since I switched to the boxer briefs,
I know, but even on your deathbed, even if you die before me and I speak at your funeral, I'll be like, you know what I remember about Andy? He sat on his nuts. Multiple times.
And if I get to speak at Andy's funeral, I'll be like, Andy, he did it. That goes back to a shout-out I gave to one of our listeners a couple of weeks back. But I was like, Chris, you're doing it. And Noah said he didn't want me to speak at his funeral after that, for some reason.
Noah, he was doing it. Not anymore.
Now it's done. Drink your grape Kool-Aid, everybody.
Oh, yeah, grape Kool-Aid. Well, I think it's about that time.
I would like to thank Van for... adding a little dignity to these proceedings.
Do what I can. I do what I can.
I know it's hard.
I like to think that I came down instead of you coming up. You know, I'm just, you know. Wait, do I have that right? Maybe it's the other
one. You know, you were about a half a second off of saying that you went there.
Man, going down on Tancast.
There's some fanfic that someone better not write.
There's some slash fic, right?
What's slash fic?
Typically, you take two male characters that are not traditionally seen as gay. So, like Kirk slash Spock.
Ah.
Like them in the bathtub. You guys seen that picture?
I have.
Nope, and I'm going to look it up now.
Yes, it's very annoying when I'm trying to get pictures of Kirk or Spock for Photoshop. That's always one of the first things that comes up. Like, no, that doesn't help me at all.
You should use it for one of your posters. put your face on Spock or Kirk.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. No. You should use that for our artwork for this episode.
No!
It can be me and you, Tim, and then Addie's monkey face just in the space, that little space background.
What about Van?
I don't think he wants to be involved in that.
Exactly! Let's save that for another episode. Oh, someone just sent me something.
It was me.
Why you... Oh, did you post that picture?
Yes.
So I believe we just heard...
Link!
Oh, that's some arty version of it.
Is it?
It's all splotchy.
Isn't that how it always is, or is it...
No, I thought it was, like... I thought it actually looked like a photo.
I thought it was always like that, but I could be wrong.
I think you're an anus gobbler!
That looks exactly like how I remember writing It's a Small World with Tim. he of course was Spock.
Naturally. That would just be the logical choice. Hey-o!
Well, I have a barbecue to go to at some.
Oh, look at
house.
Me! No, I have a barbecue to go to! I'm a faggot!
You want to go to the barbecue, Tim? I'll save you a burger.
I wouldn't mind. Actually, I'm going to go see Up in a little bit.
All right, well, you go see Up.
I will go see Up. How you like that?
I will, too.
It's eventually. Right up your ass.
You're an idiot. Idiot!
I know what you're talking about. Andy, what are you doing after this?
I'm probably going to go upstairs and play with my son.
Oh, yeah.
Van, what are you doing after this?
As exciting as it sounds, I'm going to go mow the lawn.
See? That's action.
I know. No, that is suburban.
Well, I believe you can now save an extra dollar for us saying we're going to wrap up and not wrapping up in enough time.
Or you can take a drink, whichever game you want to play.
Yeah, you'll be richer if you just save a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be poorer if you waste the booze.
You'll be happier.
Not true. Money buys happiness. Don't believe sayings.
Don't believe sayings.
Look at famous people, celebrities. They're happy.
Happy as shit. Look, just wallowing in money and happiness. Look at the guy on the corner begging for change. You know why he wants change? It would make him happy. Boom. Money equals happiness. Don't believe the hype.
You guys are fucking up my world here.
Get you some money and get it now and keep it. Hold on to it.
Don't ever let it go.
Don't give it to some charity. Oh, we're going to save the Spotted Owl. Fuck the Spotted Owl and fuck you.
Shop at Costco.
Costco's good. Just saying.
Get those things in the mail about the discounts at the supermarket.
Coupons?
Oh, well, true, but, like, there's stuff that's, like, you know, if you have your Safeway card, this is blah-de-blah for a dollar. Oh, well, I'll go buy those then.
But don't buy stuff you don't need just because it's on sale.
Well, right, but as opposed to buying something else that isn't on sale that you would eat that
you
night.
You got to spend money to make money.
That's what I've been trying to tell my wife.
When I go to the store, I'm just like, all right, I'm buying everything that's on sale. Just bring it to me. Here we go. If you put it on sale, that means I got to buy it.
How much sauerkraut do you need, Van? A ton of it, all right?
It's on sale.
It's on sale. Back it up.
So we totally got to start selling TanCast merch so that other people can buy our shit and therefore make money.
But we'll always say it's on sale.
Yes.
That's the key.
Because then Van will buy some.
This $25 right. T-shirt, previously $125.
On sale.
On sale now.
Although we should sell it for $125 for a week or two just to see if anyone pays $125 for a TanCast T-shirt that costs $2 to make.
No, we should make one really nice T-shirt and try to sell it for like $1 million because we only have to sell that one.
What, put diamonds on it? Diamond encrusted T-shirt.
I think we should all autograph it.
Yes.
Just because, you know, it's worth it.
I think
we'll autograph it in diamond dust. I think as soon as you buy it.
Well, either that, or we'll threaten to autograph it unless you buy it.
I think we should autograph it in a TanCast way. We'll put paint on our balls and teabag the shirt.
But what we got to do is go all the way around and then write underneath it how many teabags across the balls. TanCast is a unit of measurement, by the way. Then. It is the teabag. It's volume and length. It's versatile. Better than metric.
count all the people who regret being on this show. I count one.
Wait, I count two.
Me you regret and it. Whatever, Noah, you live for this.
Actually, we can count five because Jeff has been on too.
I was going to say, what about your mom?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think my mom regrets it. She just regrets what she learned about me. My son is a foul mouth. Where did we go wrong?
Or where did we go so right?
And with that being said, good night, everybody.
Have a good week. Go see Up. I will. And neither will Andy or Van, because they got children. Chillin's.
Little spawn. Chillins. Remember, listen to Netcot. It's way better than this.
Way better. I'm going to log off of this and go listen to some Netcot.
Yeah, me too.
Van's listening. This guy's genius!
I recommend the Toontown episode. Oh, I guess that was the most recent one. The Toontown episode. Good one.
Yeah, I've been lazy since then.
So. Or busy.
Yeah, but more the busy.
Yeah, look at you mowing lawns and stuff. I'm going to go make myself fat.
And jet setting all the way all to California.
Jet setting. Wait, Tim, what about you? You're like flying all over the place, going to Boston and somewhere else and somewhere after that.
Seattle and Boston, and that was it. Now I'm failing it at home again, like I'm used to.
It's good to be home.
Yep.
It's good to be home.
It's good to fail where you know the streets.
Well, since I'm the only one who would say it, congratulations, guys, on you.
Thank you.
Because A, it's an accomplishment, and B, I didn't think you were going to get there. So
that makes four of us.
We were surprised when we got to our third episode.
Tell me about it.
We are surprised that more than five people are listening.
This is also true. For the people like in Uzbekistan, how the fuck did you find us?
That boggles my mind that people all over the world are just like, well, let me check this out.
And they keep coming back.
We've had multiple hits from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
I don't know why.
That's probably because
we'd be banned in Saudi Arabia.
I bet it's because our men and women in uniform are over there listening. Hoorah! Thank you for listening.
Look, you know, I get, for my show, I get a lot of hits from Turkey.
Really?
I have no idea why. There's no explanation of that that I can think of. But yeah, Turkey loves them some Netcot.
They love to gobble up some Netcot.
Heyo.
Just like Tim likes to gobble
folks,
up.
Folks, that kind of comedy can be yours live if you attend Tim.
Come out and see me at the Hollywood Improv. You can see that kind of shitty comedy live.
But then you can throw stuff at him and heckle him.
Yeah, then you can put a stop to it by wrapping your hands around his throat and not stop squeezing till his feet stop shaking.
Oh, too mean.
But it was about me. I'm only advocating killing me.
Come on, Andy, we both dreamt about it.
Did you say dreamt about it or jerked about it?
Both.
I heard jerked about it, actually. That's why I agree.
You're a dirty birdie, Noah.
Oh, Tim, choked to death.
I like that you're saying it out loud, too, while you're jerking.
All right.
We need to sign the fuck off already.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 52, our 1-year anniversary, and a special, extra special thanks goes to our special celebrity guest, Van, from the Netcot podcast. Don't forget to check it out either at Netcot on iTunes or Netcot.com. If you're a fan of Disney, you're going to love the show. If you're not a fan of Disney but just want to see how a real podcast is supposed to work, Netcot.com. Check it out. And if you'd like to support this non-real podcast, leave us a comment, TanCast.com, subscribe via iTunes, write us a review on iTunes if you please. It's a new month, so vote for us at Podcast Alley. Even though this, other than Van, there's nothing really good about this episode for you to vote for, but you know what? Stuff the ballot box anyway. If it's good for politicians, it can be good for this podcast. We'll see you back next week, and hopefully we'll have our audio problems straightened out. Sadly, we'll probably not have a Van, so yeah.
Tamcast. Alright, I'm recording now too.
Alright, cool. So this is where we sync up, where I count down from 3 down to 1, and then on 0, we all say cock at the same time, so that way I know where to line up our audio so that we're all speaking, you know, so that when I'm editing this together later, we're all talking at, you know, where we were supposed to be.
Just so I'm clear, is it C-O-C-K or C-A-U-L-K? Which one are you going with?
Right. You know, whatever you feel comfortable saying, as long as you say it in one syllable quickly.
We say the one that dangles between your legs. If you got the other one dangling between your legs, you got problems.
I got a few things down there right now.
It's like a Swiss Army crotch.
Let you pop out the bottle opener.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Cock! We're done, right?